Are you ready for some meatball?
Welcome to another exciting episode of the Meatball Composer. Thank you so much for listening. Today's show will be short. I'm getting ready to move in the next couple weeks, so I won't have time to put another show together for a while. But that's okay, because I won't be missing any sports, right? Right? Oh. It's best for now, but man, is it. I miss sports. I'm missing baseball, especially. Baseball's always kind of there, and for it not to be right now is just a little sad. And a reminder that things just aren't right. I think that's the biggest thing, is that it's not just that baseball's not here, it's why it's not here. And that makes it especially discouraging and depressing. It is the right call for now. So today's show, I want to talk a little bit about baseball, the shortened season that we looks like we're going to have starting in the end of July, unless the coronavirus cases keep going up and up and up and up like they are right now in certain parts of the country. But we'll pretend that all systems are go for a July 24th, I think it is. Shortened season. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And I want to talk about the Washington Redskins possibly changing their name. That just kind of broke last night. You could kind of see it coming, but I'll share some of my thoughts on that. So, find a nice place to sit and relax. Grab a nice cold beverage and let's do this. We will have baseball! Whew! At this point, at least. At this point, we will have a some sort of baseball season, which, man, I've really missed baseball. And I realize how I take it for granted all these years, because it's always there, you know, except, what, 94 for a little bit. But yeah, baseball's like it's like a companion through the spring and the summer, and man, this is the first time in generations that we haven't had it, and it's So all that to say, I'm really glad that there's going to be something, and I hope that everyone's able to be safe through it, and there won't be a whole lot of risk. There's going to be some risk just because, you know, people are going to be together, but hopefully as little minimal risk as possible. So here's so far what the season would look like. This is from NBCSports.com from June 24th. This article says, last night's official word that the 2020 baseball season is on came as welcome news to baseball fans like me and like you, probably, hopefully. But as the details of the season trickled out, it became abundantly clear that this season is going to be a very different beast than anything professional sports has seen in the past, and not just because there won't be fans in the stands. And I want to pause right there. I believe that the Chicago White Sox, that I know of for sure, have talked about having some fans in the stands. I don't know if that was just conjecture or an idea thrown out there, but I think 20% was the number I read or heard. So I'll be interesting to see if that happens and if other teams try to do something like that too. Just try to have some kind of crowd in the stands, even if it's with lots of social distancing and only a few thousand people instead of tens of thousands of people. All right, so going on. Here, as far as we've been able to gather thus far, are all of the rules, wrinkles, challenges, and oddities baseball will be facing in this short, strange trip of a season upon which we're about to embark. The information comes from the official MLB and MLB Players Association press releases. Sources familiar with the agreed-upon procedures and reports from Ken Rosenthal, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so here's what the schedule is going to look like. Teams will be playing most games against their own division and a handful of interleague games against the corresponding division from the other league. Specifically, each team will play 10 games against the other four teams in its division in some combination of two-game and three-game series. The remaining 20 games will be interleague contests, East versus East, Central versus Central, West versus West. Six of those 20 will be rivalry games, such as Mets versus Yankees, Cubs versus White Sox. How the other games will be broken down is unknown. So let's unpack that just a little bit. So we're looking at a 60-game season. Okay, 60 games. 40 of those games are going to be against teams in your division. So as a Cub fan, I'll use the Cubs as the example. The Cubs will have 10 games against the Cardinals, Brewers, Pirates, and Reds. That'll be two-thirds of their season. And then the other 20 games will be interleague, East versus East. In the case of the Cubs, they would be playing the American League Central teams, which would include the White Sox and, I can't think of the AL Central right now. I don't pay a whole lot of attention to the American League. But so 20 of those games will be interleague against the White Sox in the Cubs case and other American League Central teams. So if your team is in the NL East, your interleague games will be AL East only. So that's how that works out. Okay, next little point here. There will be no scheduled doubleheaders as to limit time spent in a ballpark on a given day. Postponements will be made up as usual via doubleheaders. I don't know how often doubleheaders are actually scheduled anymore. I think the only time in the last several years I can recall a doubleheader that it was a makeup. Like a game was rained out and they, you know, do two later. I can't think of any scheduled doublehead players. I don't know. So that seemed like an interesting point to highlight yet there. No specific schedules are out yet, but that's basically what things will look like. Now, on to the rule changes. There's going to be some interesting new and hopefully temporary rules in this short, strange season. The first one is the runner on second base rule, which is a new rule that will be in extra innings. So you played 9 innings and there's still a tie. The rule is that the teams would each start the inning, like start the 10th inning or 11th or however many, with a runner on second base. And the idea of that is, hopefully speed up the game so it's not drawn out too long. I hate this idea. I think it's too radical of a change for baseball. And they were talking about this before the pandemic. So this is not like, we need to find other ways to speed up the game for the pandemic. No, this was in talks for a long, long time. And the pandemic is a convenient excuse to try it out. So I hate this idea. I think it ruins the game. People say, maybe it's like overtime in football. I guess you could make a parallel, sort of. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just stubborn and old-fashioned. Okay, anyway. So the second base rule. Next one, universal DH, which I hate as a National League Baseball fan. As of now, it will only apply to the 2020 season, and pitchers will be batting again in 2021, assuming at least 2021 is a normal season. Oh, gosh, I hope so. Anyway, I hate designated hitter. I think one of the great things about baseball is everyone's in the field, everyone bats. And the American League, does their seeker-sensitive style baseball by having the DH to hit for the pitcher. So I don't like that. I hope that's only this year in the National League. Again, I think it's being put in as, it's a strange season. They're going to try something new. Okay, I get that, but I would not be happy if they kept that in there. Okay, next one. The league is abandoning its new rule, which would have allowed position players to pitch only in certain situations. it's now all hands on deck at any time. So maybe the Cubs will get to see Anthony Rizzo pitch in the second inning. Anyway, then there's a rule about games that are stopped due to rain before the fifth inning. They will no longer be considered washouts that don't count. They will be considered suspended games that will be resumed at the point where they were stopped at a later date. So the idea of needing five innings for a game to be official, no more. A game could be two innings, rained out, it'll be suspended, and they'll pick it up after in the third inning at the next available opportunity. So no more five inning official. And I don't know if that's just for this shortened season or if that's going forward or not. And then the last little rule here, the three batter rule for relief pitchers implemented for this year will remain as planned, though it may be relaxed in spring training. And this is relief pitchers must face three batters. Again, that's an attempt to speed up the game. I don't like it. It seems arbitrary. It seems like it's just a matter of trying to pick up the pace of games, which it doesn't bother me. The slower baseball pace doesn't bother me. Yeah, it's gotten slower in my lifetime. I remember games went a lot quicker. It wasn't always a game would go 3 hours when I was a kid, and now games almost always go over 3 hours. So I understand that, but I don't think such an arbitrary rule of, oh, a relief pitcher has to face three batters really does anything for that. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something. So if I am, please let me know. So that is a quick rundown of what the 2020 baseball season is going to look like. What do you think? I'm happy there's going to be baseball. I've missed baseball. So I think I can get over these weird rule changes just because it means that we get to have baseball. So, but again, like I said, starting this off is all of that could change if the coronavirus continues to spike without letting up at all. So we will hope and pray for the best that numbers come down, people don't get sick, people heal up quickly, and go from there. So we shall see how that turns out. But that is the plan for baseball as of right now. Be back in a moment. I did not think we would ever see this day, but here we are. The Washington Redskins may change their name. And honestly, this is long overdue. Of all the mascots, team names that are really just awful, racist, this is the big one. This is the... and if they do change the name, expect other teams to follow, I think, pretty quickly. Because this is... I thought this would be the last one to go, just because it's the NFL. It's one of the oldest teams in the NFL, one of the grand franchises in the NFL. And if this one goes first in pro sports, then that's going to be a big deal. I think then maybe Cleveland revisits their mascot name. They've already changed their logo, so I don't think the team name is far behind. It makes me wonder about my hockey team, though, the Chicago Blackhawks, with the Indian head on their sweater. But I've also seen, there's been a sketch going around for years now of an alternate logo with, it's a black hawk, a bird, a black bird, with the same colors and everything. And I think that'd be cool. You can keep the name and just change the logo. But we'll see what happens there. But anyway, so this is a big deal with Washington. The Washington Redskins may no longer be called that. It's going to be interesting to see how this happens. The fact that FedEx Field has said they've requested the team name to be changed. That's pretty much FedEx saying, change the name or you lose our sponsorship. So... money may be a good enough reason for them to seriously consider changing the mascot, the name. And like I said, I did not expect that this day would ever come, but things are at a point now in our world and our society where people want to have this discussion. So that's great. That's good. So what would be some possible names for the Washington football franchise? I've seen a couple ideas floating out there. One is the Red Tails. And if I read correctly, that's named after a World War II air squadron. It was a segregated air squadron. It was all African American officers that were called the Red Tails. And I've seen the logo. It's pretty cool. That could work. And then you'd get the, I think I saw one Redskins fan say, then we can still keep the HTTR and you could just change a couple words in the fight song and nothing really is all that different. So that would be an interesting possibility. Then there's also the, you know, I've seen people say, well, what about the Senators? Bring back the name Washington Senators or the Federalists or, you know, something like that. And, you know, I just don't think that's really, really very catchy. The Nationals in baseball, that's grown on me over the years. But when I first heard that, like, the Nationals, that's kind of boring. So I don't expect them to go in a government direction or mascot. So curious to see. If you have any ideas of what they could change their name to, send me a note on Twitter at MeatballComp34. Love to hear your thoughts. And as a football fan, would this impact how you'd watch the NFL? I mean, not me. It shouldn't. Well, if there is a season, after all, I guess I should throw that little caveat in there. But yeah, send me your thoughts if you got any on this on Twitter to at MeatballComp34. And if this surprised you as well, if you saw this coming or if you think it's a good thing, and the right time to do it, strike while the iron's hot kind of thing. And yeah, we'll see who takes the field in Washington this fall. Well, it is time for me to get back to packing, loading up boxes, packing away clothes. I look around and I think, oh, this won't take long. But then you start doing a couple things and you realize, whew, this is going to take longer than I thought. So I've got 2.5 weeks to get prepared. My kids are way ahead of me, which I'm glad for. I don't think it'll take me long to catch up. So anyway, I will check in again probably end of July, maybe early August. Hopefully we will have some baseball going on as long as it's proven to be healthy and safe for those involved, for the players involved, and maybe even can get some spectators in stadiums that are, you know, socially distanced, of course, and masked and all that stuff. So I'm very curious to see what things are going to look like in just a couple weeks. Also, I wanted to recommend the Netflix documentary Athlete A. If you haven't seen that yet, I strongly encourage you to check it out. It's about the USA Gymnastics scandal that broke a couple years ago involving Larry Nassar, and it's a real eye-opening story, and the bravery of the gymnasts and former gymnasts to come out and tell their stories. It centers around two people mostly, Maggie Nichols and Rachel Den Hollander, and their stories and how they really led the charge on bringing bringing some justice to a very corrupt system that was USA Gymnastics. So highly recommend that, and tell your friends. And also, since I recorded the segment on the Redskins, the Cleveland Indians have indeed started talking about perhaps changing their name. So here we go. Things are moving. So who's next? Will it be the Chicago Blackhawks, or will it be some college teams like the Florida Seminoles, or, you know, who knows? but it's starting. Dominoes are falling. The world is changing, and I think for the better. All right, I will talk to you in a few weeks. Until then, stay safe. Wear a mask, please. We do it for each other. We don't do it because we're scared and wanting to protect ourselves. We're wanting to protect each other. So take care. Talk to you next time on the Meatball Composer.
You've been meatballed.